Good morning. When people think or hear about business ethics halacha, they generally brace themselves for a long-winded shiur full of platitudes talking about kosher money and our higher standard. That's not what we're here this morning for. If you look at halacha, if you look through the Torah, you'll find that there's very little discussion of generalities. What the Torah does is the Torah gives us very specific, detailed instructions. How to speak, how to buy, how to sell, how to interact with our fellow Jew. From these instructions, from these mitzvahs, we have to take them, we have to put them together, we have to extrapolate them. And through the mitzvah of Hisa Yashar HaTov, we have to learn the lessons from the mitzvahs and apply them to all areas, all aspects of our interaction with our friends. So our goal is not to discuss generalities, but to discuss the nuts and bolts of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, to talk about the specific halachos, the specific parameters that apply when people interact, when people do business with each other. And from there, from these halachos, we should take them and apply both these halachos and the lessons that we learn and apply it to all of our dealings, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Now we're going to begin with a very basic topic. Topic of mum or mekach tois, selling defective merchandise. Now, we all understand that if you have a car that you'd like to sell, the air conditioning doesn't work, so what do? You wait for the winter, and you sell it then. No one tests the air conditioner in the middle of the winter. You'll fool the guy. You'll unload the car on some unsuspecting buyer. We all recognize that there's something terribly wrong with that. However, what happens? You're selling your house. It's been lived in for 30 years. It's in decent condition. Do you have an obligation to go through the house with every prospective buyer and point out every single nail pop? Point out every single spot where one of your kids is playing ball and scraped off some paint, or every minor defect? What are your responsibilities? What needs to be disclosed? What doesn't need to be disclosed? And what are your rights if you are duped, if you buy something that turns out to be defective? So these halachos are discussed in Chosh Mishpat, Tzimin Reish Lamed Beis. And what the Mechaber tells us is that the concept of mum, the concept of mechatois, is based on expectations. If a person buys a car, the seller realizes the air conditioner doesn't work, so he hangs up a sign. He says, the car runs great, low mileage, no AC. So if you go ahead, you buy the car, you'll negotiate a reduced price. But if you know what you are buying, you agree, you accept the defect, clearly there's nothing wrong. There's a meeting of the minds. The parties had knowledge of what they were buying and what they were selling, and the deal, the transaction is perfectly valid. The problems start when the goods do not meet people's expectations. The halacha is there is a chazaka, there is an assumption. When a person buys goods, he is under the assumption that it's in good working condition. If you know that the item is not in good working condition, if there is a defect, and you don't disclose it, what you're guilty of is of gneivas das. You've fooled him. He thought he was buying a perfectly good working car with air conditioning. You've delivered something else. And therefore, the problem is that you've done gneivas das. You haven't delivered what he had the right to expect. If that's the parameter, if the point is you're not delivering the expectation, what he had the right to expect, then the definition of a mum, the definition of something that would create a mekach tois, is anything, any defect, which people do not expect and do not accept. In other words, if you're buying a car, if you're buying a brand new car, you expect it to be in perfect condition. If last week, while it was on the lot, someone came in and scraped against it, there's a defect, you would have a responsibility to disclose that defect. Because the buyer who walked into a new car dealership has every right to expect the car to be in absolutely perfect condition. If you don't disclose it, you sell it to him, he doesn't realize the defect, it would be grounds for him to void the sale. On the other hand, if you're selling a used car, it's 12 years old, seen better days, anyone who's buying a car of that age or that kind of mileage realizes it's not going to be new. It's not going to run in the same condition as a brand new car. There will be minor scratches. There'll probably be some engine noise. There'll be issues with the car. And as long as these issues are consistent with the age, with the mileage, with the general condition of the way the car is presented, that would not create a mum. There'll be no responsibility to disclose it, and it would not create a concept of a mekach tois. Now, what happens in the case of a mekach tois? You're the unlucky buyer. You come home with a car. You drive it around for a few months. And then come the summer, you realize the air conditioning does not work. What are your rights? What are the seller's responsibilities? So halacha is, it depends on the nature of the defect. If it's a minor defect that can be repaired, the halacha is, it is efshar lisaknoi, and there the sale stands. The buyer cannot demand a refund, he can't return it. But the seller is going to have to fix it. He's going to have to repair it. Now, obviously, this will only apply in an instance where the repair is going to be perfect. It's going to be brought back to the condition that the buyer expected. It also does not apply if it needs to be totally rebuilt. In other words, you buy a car, and there's some engine, there's some rattling. You bring it back to the seller. The seller looks it over. Something needs to be tightened. Tightens a couple of screws or bolts, and now the car works fine. So although at the time of purchase there was a defect, and the buyer had the right to come back and say, you either need to refund the money or to fix the defect, as long as the seller agrees to fix it, and he does fix it, the sale, the transaction stands, and the buyer cannot back out. However, this does not apply when the item needs to be rebuilt. If you buy a car and there's something wrong with the engine, and the dealer now has to swap the engine or swap the transmission, that's not a minor repair. That is panim chadoshes. It's essentially a new car. It's a new unit. The old car wasn't operable. It was useless. The engine simply didn't go. You need to take out the engine, put in an entire new engine, which is the primary component of a car. Panim chadoshes. In that case, the buyer would have every right to back out, even if the seller was willing to fix it. Now, this leads us to an interesting point. You buy a car. There's something substantially wrong. The seller says, okay, I'll fix it for you. The buyer has every right to reject the offer, to say no. What I bought, you sold me something which was defective. There was a mum. It needs to be completely rebuilt. I'm not going to allow you to do that. I want a refund. What happens if the case is not a car? You buy some custom furniture. It's shipped from Italy. The delivery is a massive job. And there's a defect. So you call the seller and say there's a defect. Take it back. The seller is not interested in taking it back. He's going to have to send a person to pick it up. He's going to have to bring it back to his warehouse. The handling cost, it's simply not worth his while. So he tells the customer, listen, I understand there was a defect, and I understand it was a major defect. It's a mekach tois, and you have the right to back out. However, instead, what I'm going to do for you is like this. I'm not going to take it back. I can't do anything with it. I'm going to give you a $500 discount. Take the $500. It's now fair market value, and keep the furniture. The halacha is the seller has no right to impose that on the buyer. Obviously, if he makes a deal, an offer that the buyer accepts, it's wonderful, he accepts it, the parties can do whatever they want. But if the buyer does not want it, he says, no, I ordered furniture, I expected it to be in perfect condition. You didn't deliver good furniture. There is a mum, it's defective, it's a mekach tois. The buyer has every right to say, I don't want it, and insist on a full refund. So again, had it been a minor issue which the seller could easily repair, he would have the right to do that. But if it's a major issue that either cannot be repaired or needs to be fundamentally rebuilt, it's panim chadashos, then it will still be a mekach tois, and the buyer will have every right to say, take it out of the house, and he's entitled to a full refund. Now this leads us to another very interesting point. The concept of mekach tois is when you're not delivering the goods that you promised. You're selling the car, the air conditioning doesn't work. What happens in the following case? And this is actually a Maisa Shahoyo. This is a story that happened a while ago. There was a used car dealer. Now, this used car dealer had very questionable ethical outlook. And he made the following decision. He said, I have a car. It has 100,000 miles on it. I know it's in perfect condition. I know this car with 100,000 miles is worth $6,000. I'm going to have a hard time selling it. So what did he do? He went ahead and he turned back the odometer. The car now said it has 40,000 miles on it. When a customer came in, especially, you know, he saw it was a Jewish customer, he wanted to be very honest. So what he did is he made sure he never charged a penny more than its true value. He charged the guy $6,000. Person walked in, thought it was a steal. $6,000 for a car with 40,000 miles on it, he grabbed it. Now, on one hand, it's a mekach tois. The buyer was fooled. He got a car which was much older, which had been used much more than he expected. On the other hand, he paid the fair market value for the car, even with the defect. Stalach is very clear. Although the buyer paid fair market value, it is still a mekach tois, it is still a mum, it is still grounds to void the sale. So we don't look at whether the price that was paid was appropriate. We looked at, did you deliver what was promised, or did you deliver what the buyer had the right to expect? Now we're going to see. If you overcharge for the merchandise, that's a separate sugya. That is the sugya of Eino, and that we're going to discuss in another shir. But this entire concept, and this is discussion of defective merchandise, of mum, of mekach tois, applies even if the buyer is getting fair market value, he's getting the full value for the money that he paid. Now, a very common case that comes up is you'll have a retailer. The retailer doesn't manufacture the goods. He buys it and he sells it. Now, what happens if the customer comes back to the retailer and says there's a defect? I bought this camera, I bought this stereo, I opened it up, there's something wrong with it. So usually, the retailer will take it back and just return it to the wholesaler. Sometimes he can't. He bought it from someone who will not stand behind the merchandise. So very often, a retailer will try to tell a customer, listen, what can I do? There's something wrong with it, go directly to the manufacturer. Don't come to me. Halacha completely rejects that argument. When a customer walks into a store, he's buying the item from the store, from the store owner. If the item that he receives is not what he was promised or what he expected, there's something wrong, the whole sale is off. The transaction's void. He has every right to go to the store owner and say, you didn't deliver to me what was promised, give me back the money, take back the goods. It doesn't matter whether the seller was aware of the defect. It doesn't matter whether it was his fault. And it doesn't matter whether he has recourse against his supplier. Between him and the buyer, he didn't deliver what was promised, and he would have a responsibility, he would have an obligation to take back the merchandise and give a full refund. Now, one big important exception and limitation to this halacha is that if you buy an item, you buy a car, and come the summer, you realize the air conditioning doesn't work. You have the right to go back to the seller, and you have the right to demand a refund. However, you have no right to continue using the car. The moment you realize there's a defect, essentially what you've realized is the whole transaction was a mistake. You didn't get what was promised. You can go back on the deal. If that's the case, it's not your car anymore. If you continue driving the car, halacha says you must have waived your rights. you must have waived your claim of mechavtois, and you will lose all rights to any recourse. And therefore, if you are in such a situation, you buy something, there's a defect, what you need to do is you need to immediately go back to the seller, immediately return the item without continuing to use it. If you do continue to use it, then you will lose any rights you'll have to bring it back for a refund and to claim mechavtois. Now, there are many other halachos. There are limitations. If the buyer could have checked the item beforehand, there are many other details. We don't have the time this morning to go through the pratim. This is more of an overview. But the point is not so much this detail or that detail. The point is a person in business has to realize that every transaction, every time there's an issue, Chayshin Mishpat talks about every situation that we're in. And we need to turn to halacha, be familiar with Chayshin Mishpat, with the laws that govern our Bein Adam L'Chaveray, in order to find out and to discover what Torah demands of us when we're in business. Thank you.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havad Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.